It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Carrie Barker and Troy Hatch. They are with GMS Mine Repair and Maintenance, and they're always looking to hire, you know, local miners, people that are new to the area that may want to get into the mining industry, and they are having a job fair coming up this week. It's going to be on March 4th down in Salina. We're going to talk all about that. Carrie and Troy, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you, Dave.
Hey, Dave, thanks for having us.
So let's dig into this. Troy, and I'm going to pick on you first. Let's let everybody know what GMS is all about and what they do.
So we're a mining contractor. We're actually nationwide. We have offices all over the country. We work at over 40, 50 mines throughout the U.S. We're also out of Canada, but we run the Western Division, and we employ people from Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, some in Nevada. We are the premier underground mining contractor in the United States. So we do everything from capital projects to project labor, construction, maintenance type jobs. You name it, we've probably put our name on it.
And the one thing that you and I always talk about when this comes up is yes, you are looking to place people into a mining position with companies that are local, but that doesn't necessarily make it a temporary job by any means. This is really a working interview, isn't it?
Absolutely. Basically, you know, we hire somebody off the street, they come in and they're on probation for 90 days. They go through the new miners class. Every new person coming into the company goes through that new miners class, get their 32-hour, and then we do hands-on training. It sure helps, though, if you've got some vocational skills or work labor or done, you know, anything manufacturing, that gives you some background. It actually helps you with your training, and then we teach the mining process and the other jobs that we have also.
And the great thing about it is it seems like every time I talk to you guys are always hiring, aren't you?
Yeah, we're good at it. Our customers love it. So it's nice to have that relationship with our customers, that they know that they can come to us and trust us to get the best employee for their operations. And, you know, it's really interesting. We had some interviews today, and one of the interviews are like, you people really care about your people, and we do. I mean, we want to keep people here local. We want them to have opportunity. We want them to grow. We want them to be with their families. I've been in the mine industry for over 30 years, and I care about these people in this industry.
And the great thing about it is, and maybe, Carrie, you would be one to speak to this more than necessarily Troy. I mean, this is not just we're going to hire you and that's the end of the thing. You know, you guys offer benefits and paid vacations and all kinds of great stuff, don't you?
Right. These are full-time positions with competitive salary and benefits. We offer dental, health, vision, 401k, matching HSA account. So definitely. And it's a good thing to see if, you know, if it's a good fit for you and you're a good fit for them. So it's just, you know, we just care about our people and we want to make sure that this is the right opportunity for them.
Right. And so let's get into the job fair, Carrie. Give us all the particulars on that.
Okay, so our next job fair is going to be March 4th from 9 to 1 at the SEFCO Training Center, and their address is 597 State, Route 24, Salina.
Okay,
if they are interested, they can give me a call and fill out an application online, or just give me a call and I can set up a time for them.
And that was going to be my next question, is they can go on and like get their applications done and everything like that, but when they come to the job fair, do they need to bring anything with them?
If they can, they need to bring two forms of ID, a driver's license and a social security card, and a resume if they have not already applied online, then a resume would be great. That's when we talk to them about the particulars and, you know, what they're wanting to do and what their plan would be.
Okay. So the great thing too is you can call, like you said, you can call and make an appointment and get like a interview slot marked off right now, can't they? So what's the number that they need to call?
It's 970-312-7404. And they're also able to come into the Price office. We're at 92 North, 400 East, Suite Number 2, Inside In-House Insurance. And they're always welcome to come anytime.
All right. So go and check this out. If you're looking to for a new career, if you're looking to change a scenery for you and you have a little bit of mining background, as Troy had said, you know, they're always looking for electricians. They're looking for surveyors, maintenance, and mechanics, anything that kind of way. Or if you're just looking for a new career change, these guys can help you do that. Troy, Carrie, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Hey, Dave, thank you.
Anytime, guys, anytime. All right, once again, they're going to have a job fair coming up this Friday, March 4th. If you've got questions, you can call Carrie at 970-312-7404, and that's GMS Mine Repair and Maintenance. Once again, guys, thank you, and we're going to let you get back to work now, okay?
Thank you, Dave.
All right, take care. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.